There was a bill that was passed in the Missouri Senate dealing with traffic fines that gradually lowers it to 10% for most cities. And one of the aspects of it is if they don't turn over the excess money to the schools in St. Louis County, they could lose their sales tax pool revenue, or they could face an automatic disincorporation election. Have you been following that bill at all? Have you heard from municipal officials about that? Because I've talked with a couple of mayors, and they're really concerned that it's going to cause some cities, especially some of the African-American cities, to go bankrupt if that ends up passing in its form. So I know it's a long-winded explanation of what it is, but what's your take on that situation?
You know, I have heard from some mayors that are concerned, and I've heard from other mayors that don't, you know, that don't have that issue, and they're not so concerned with the bill. You know, I'm kind of watching and waiting and seeing what the ultimate, you know, what ultimately comes forth as a piece of legislation.
You've talked before, though, that you want changes to various municipal courts, either in St. Louis County or in municipalities. Do you think lowering the threshold that a city can keep is a good thing, or do you think it could be fraught with some risk?
I think it has positive aspects and negative aspects, you know. Of course, the positive aspects are exactly what the bill intends to do, which is, I think, tries to eliminate jurisdictions where the, you know, vast majority of revenue is procured from, you know, indigent defendants traveling through those jurisdictions. You know, and that makes sense to me. I mean, I don't think any of us want to see people preyed upon. I don't think that that's appropriate. You know, some of the negative aspects are that there will be cities that have a difficult time meeting their revenue needs. But that's just a natural consequence of, you know, not having a system that preys upon people.
Do you know?
Because I just don't think that's tenable.
Yeah. Do you know how much percentage St. Louis County gets from fines and forfeitures in the unincorporated area? I would assume it's below 10%.
It's a very low percentage of our overall budget. You know, and I don't know exactly what measurement they're using in their legislation, how they're measuring it, but it's a very low percentage.
Okay. I don't even know if it really applies to unincorporated county areas anyways, but
I don't know that it would, but I know that our percentage is very low.
Yeah.
I mean, we are by no means deriving a significant portion of our revenue from traffic fines.
But you said, when we were talking, before, I think a month or so ago, when some of the 24-1 mayors came and spoke before the council, you told us you don't want to see an outcome where any of the 24-1 municipalities cease to exist. If the bill that comes, that's the final product, if this ends up passing in some form and it goes to the governor's desk and some of those mayors come to you and say, we feel like this bill will cause us to cease to exist, could that prompt you to maybe lobby the governor on that?
You know, it's a case-by-case analysis, you know, really. I would need to see what their projected figures are, which municipalities we're talking about, what the circumstances are. It's really a very, I think it's a very fact intensive analysis, you know. Are they off by 1%? Are they off by multiple percent? You know, how close are they? You know, what's the calculation that's utilized? I mean, there's a lot of things that play into this, really. But once again, we just don't want to see jurisdictions that prey on people.